I have a weird ear problem at the moment, and so doing this with ear, being able to hear what's going on to produce this Chubby and Stick episode, strange things with my ears. And I don't mean like I got big Dumbo ears or whatever, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody who has them. I got a buddy of mine whose kid, they had.
Although you do have pretty big ears. I mean, your ears.
Well, they get older. The older you get, they get longer. It's like your nose, your cartilage bits and pieces, and your other bits, if you know what I mean, get a little, which goes back to the higher toilet we discussed at another episode. Mm. However, this is the thing. A few years ago, on the way to go to do a radio show, do an afternoon thing at 700 WLW Cincinnati, whatever. So I'm down there and I'm filling in, and I got a partner I'm working with, and she and I are going in to do the show. I go to leave the house, and I'm getting in the car, and I got my coffee in my hand, and I got my bag with the computer and whatever. And all of a sudden, there's like a bug flying around my head, and I go to bob and weave, like, you know, I try to avoid, you know, an interaction, and it flew right into my damn ear.
Okay.
And then it was stuck in my head, and I was trying to figure out what it is, and the whole drive in, it's fluttering around like...
Wow.
Which is not a good thing, inside my skull. And then I got to, like, do a radio show with headphones.
You do realize, I'm thinking of this as, like, there's nothing inside, just an empty room and this moth flying around, and there's this teeny tiny little light bulb. That hasn't gone on because you haven't had an idea yet. But
wait, in my head, you mean? Or you mean
that's
like,
the way it sounds. I have this very cartoony picture.
Like there
head.
Should be. Well, like, maybe it should be animated. I don't know. But it's just, I was getting in the car, so I'm behind the wheel, and I'm thinking of show stuff, and I'm like, man, I got a bug in my. I got to get this thing out of my ear, and then like I can't pay too much attention to it because it's like, and then I'm like, man, I don't know, drive off the damn road. Then I'm getting dizzy. It's weird. So then we're in there, and how do you not talk about it? Sort of like I'm talking about this. Talking about it there.
Well, wait. When did it get out of your ear, or was it still in your
ear?
No,
it was still in my ear. No, it got trapped. That's my point. And then it was like days.
Your ear?
No, I didn't say it was like a Mothra-sized bug. I mean, it was, Jesus. You have to understand, it was small enough to where it got into my ear. So I don't have a big hole in the side of my, like my ear hole is not abnormally large. I mean, you would have probably commented on that by now. The name of the show might have been something different. Hey, big head, hole head, dude.
Chubby and big ear, yeah chubby
something
and
like
Dumbo.
That. Yeah. Ear flaps may be bigger, but the hole, I think, is bigger. The same, I don't know. But so this little dude... Or do that.
Didn't you go? Did you go? How? Wait. How much were you running late? Were you like? Really
no, it was time to go to work. When you got to do it, like for instance, okay, here's something that you would understand, and I don't mean that like I don't mean that in a bad way.
Something that even an idiot like you would get.
No, I don't mean it that way. It did sound that way. I'm really sorry. Are we okay? I don't want there to be a problem. No,
it's not the first time.
You're like, did you make it sound like somehow I'm so late that I can't handle a bug in my ear? When's the last time you had a bug in your ear, man?
It happens, but I would have gone to the bathroom and like washed my ear out.
No, I took like 5 minutes and I went in. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Is it still in there? And it's like that. And then I'm like, I don't know what to do. So we get to work and we're prepping for the show because I didn't just walk in like, hey, it's 3:07. It's time to do
the
show.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You didn't go into the you said you did try to get it out?
Tried to get it out of my ear at home and tried to get it out of my ear when I got to work. And then we're talking about it and we're like, well, how do you not talk about this? And then she's like, hey, my mom's a nurse. We'll call her if it doesn't get it out of here. So then it became a process and a procedure on the ear where she tried to remove it from my head. So it became a bit throughout the afternoon. And then
did it ever come out? Or do you have like a family of bugs living in your ear now?
No.
They colonized Stick's head? Is that what's happening?
See, this is the thing. We talked about obsessive compulsive issues and maybe collections later. This is the stuff now that I occasionally will wake up that I'm traumatized and worry about. That since then, sometimes I will feel like something got into my ear. A spider, I don't know, whatever around that could be out there could get in there. Which
so
you don't
all
want.
You ladies out there, if you're ever going to get intimate with Stick, don't like on his ear and then he'll just freak out.
Well, no.
Punch in the face.
Well, no. During the show, that was a thing when she was trying to remove this thing from my ear, and we had a little tiny vacuum, and she's trying to suck the thing out of my ear, which is weird all the way around. And then she's like, okay, well, how about we flush it with liquid, which I think drowned the flying thing at that point, because we thought maybe we'll flush it out. That didn't quite work. Then she's blowing in my ear. She's like... which during the show was, I don't know how it sounded to anybody listening, but to me, I was kind of troubled But then I was kind of like, it's kind of nice. I kind of like it when she's blowing in my ear, which made it awkward because we're working together.
Yeah, I was about to say, then wait, her mom was doing it to you?
No. That really would have been weird. She was, but we had consulted with her mother, the nurse, and then people were calling the show about the bug issue and how they have dealt with it or how they would deal with it. Or maybe they had just turned the thing off because they were like, why are we listening to this bullshit anyway?
I'm waiting for you to, like, somebody reach in with tweezers and go, boom, and pull out a Canadian goose.
Oh, that was a Canadian goose. Yes, those things, by the way, taken over. I don't know what the hell the deal is. I don't know who's not eating them anymore. There's coyotes now around. There's geese around. You figure the coyotes would eat the geese, but apparently... No.
No, the geese are eating the coyotes. I'll tell you, those geese do not mess with those Canadian geese. I used to work at an office, and it was in Hilliard, which is a suburb of Columbus.
Ohio.
And it had all the big parking lot, and they nest in the little islands of the parking lot.
They do.
Where they have trees and stuff.
And they'll watch the eggs, and they will come at you. Yeah. Like, they will try to take you out if you even look at the egg wrong.
They will. I was driving. I had a red pickup truck, and I was driving through the parking lot, and this one goose was just in the middle of the between things, and I think it was trying to protect its eggs. And I'm rolling up on it, and I get closer and closer, and it stands there, and it goes nose to nose with the truck, and then shits itself, but doesn't move. And at that point, I'm like, okay. Mad props to that. Yeah. I then backed up and went a different way because I said, if you are going to go up, if you're a goose that weighs what, like, what, how much does a goose weigh?
I don't know. I'm guessing probably 20, 25 pounds.
15,
I don't know.
20 pounds maybe, if that.
With your feathers and stuff. Before it decided to crack, it had that
nose
much,
to nose with a 2-ton truck, and it doesn't budge to the point that it shits itself. I will back off and allow that goose to have, or gander, to have his or her area.
Well, look at it this way. Yeah, with little ones, and you got the family, chubby. I don't want to say chubby family. We've been through this. It sounds bad as a family whole, but the chubby, family chubby. So you're there. You've got kids. Any parent is going to do anything they can to protect their young. That goose just doing the same thing. It's like, you know what? I'm going to do what I got to do. And that's a reflex, by the way. I do know
that. But I've never been in a situation where I've shit myself protecting my kids. I don't want to be in that situation. But, I mean, the kids, it was just eggs at this point.
No, I get it. But here's the thing. It's literally a fight and flight mechanism that they automatically have, where it's a matter of facing battle or getting the hell out of there. And I only know this because I had an expert on the radio show.
I wouldn't call it a fight or flight. Oh, yeah, it's the adrenaline rush.
Well, no, they do it so they're lighter so they can fly away faster.
It was a shit or hit scenario.
No,
I
get it.
Instead of a fight or
flight. I mean, it was like, okay, I'm going to battle, or if I got to fly, I'm lighter now.
Okay.
I think. Talk to the
goose. But it was
up
against a truck, man. I mean, the goose. I mean, this would be like you know, rolling, if like a tank rolled up on you.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fight, do you want to be comfortable, or do you want to be swelled up with stuff that needs to get out? Then you get that weird PSS, the sweats. You know what I mean? You know the acronym.
He didn't fly. He was there ready to fight.
That's what I'm saying.
He was ready to fight with a clear conscience and clear bowels.
Well, yes. Wouldn't you? But I mean, before you have sex, before you'd fight, before whatever, before a big meeting.
So don't drop a load right before I go. I don't sit there to be like, hey, honey. I don't say to the house of chubby, I'm not like, hey, honey, let's go get intimate. Hold on, wait for me to dump out before I go.
Well, no, it doesn't mean you go face to face, nose to nose, and be like, I'm just going to crap on the floor before we get it on. And you may not make an announcement.
I'll do it in the other
her.
Room.
I mean, listen, let's be honest. Like, the you may want to make yourself as much comfortable as you can. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Excuse me, I'll be right back. You just wait. I'm ready. Or whatever. You go and take care of business before you take care of business, right?
Well, I don't know. Just
I don't know that you make a notice. I mean, you make it like he made a notice.
I really need to. I mean, if I'm like, oh, I don't sit there and be like, well, I'm ready to. Oh yeah, no, I think I could pinch a loaf before I have some sex. I mean, that's not how it works.
No, but how often do you make that announcement? But I mean, if you're getting to that point in your life,
I've been married for almost 25 years. I make that announcement every goddamn day. So that's just the way it is.
But to be comfortable, you don't go, oh, I got to pee. It's sort of like after, like, hang on a minute, she's got to go pee, because they'll do that. right?
Yeah. Well,
and maybe some cranberry juice, depending on that. We don't need to get specific about possible like urinary tract infection. That's a
just
whole.
Stay
other,
away
that's
from
not
the
even
asparagus.
A show. You know what that is? Jesus. That's a learning module for medical professionals or people with their personal. How did this get from the ear to the goose? For God's sake, I don't.
Did
know.
You ever get? Did you ever get the bug out of your ear?
Well, we got the bug out of the ear, but I had to make a doctor's appointment, and then I had to go to the doctor, and they used like a dental device on my ear, like a water pick, to flush that son of a bitch out, and eventually they did that with tweezers.
It was probably an ear device. You make it sound like well, I don't have
no.
The, let me go call my dentist
I
friend.
Was
He's going to bring over his.
He had it. Apparently, it's common. Spiders and things will get trapped in people's ears, and they will use a water pick type device to clean teeth with water stream. They will put it in your ear and flush it out of your head. And then I had pictures that I posted on Twitter at Sterling Radio that actually were of the green bug in various states of distress and death inside my skull.
How big was it?
The point, or the reason I should say I mentioned it, is because about a week ago, I'm washing my beard and face because I've stopped shaving for Movember or November, basically because I'm lazy. I mean, if it can benefit somebody, great, but I'm just tired of shaving.
Are you raising money for it? No, now you're just lazy. That's all
well, no,
Movember.
Well, no, I mean, if people want to send money to the charity and causes of benefit to those in need, for please do that.
No, the whole point of Movember was you were supposed to be sponsored or something originally, I thought.
What would you like
and
to
then
give
just guys... Yeah, just give me a money for how many days I go without shaving. And then it's just turned into a bunch of guys not wanting to shave.
Well, all right. Well, here's the thing. This is my weird way. It's like me trying to sell a product that might be or may not be a pyramid scheme. I, now that I've told you all of this, would you like to sponsor me for not shaving?
No.
Well, see, and that's why it's just for me, because nobody else wants to pay for me not to shave, because they know either A, I'm lazy, or B, they'll just do it on their own.
Please tell me this doesn't end with what Movember was originally about. And
no, this has nothing to do with that. So I'm lathering up my head and face, right? Because I got hair on my face, but not so much on my head. And I'm shaving my head and stuff. And I got the foam, and I'm rinsing my face. Some of the foam and the soap gets into my damn ear, the same ear as the bug. And now, apparently, I didn't get it out, or there's another bug in my ear, and I can't hear correctly. That's the problem. That's why I brought this up. And
now the doctor.
I got to go to the doctor now. And I don't like going to the doctor because that's where the sick people are. And I hate to go in there and go, hey, either A, I got an ear infection because of soap, or damn it, maybe a spider's in my ear. And I don't want to think about the spider. That was the whole point of this.
I don't think you're going to get creeping crud going to the ENT guy. I mean, just go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
You go there first, or you go to the regular doctor? Because the regular, I mean, you know what I mean?
Take a shower and rinse out your ear at some point.
Oh, wait a minute.
Use a Q-tip.
Are you inferring that I'm not clean, that I don't wash my ass? I mean, come on.
I have not mentioned your ass once in this entire
Well, but you know what I mean.
I'm just saying that when I take a shower, I get every now and then I'll get like, you know, like you'll get like the lathery shampoo in your ear, and you'll come out and hear this... It's the bubbles popping.
Yes.
Then I get a Q-tip. Maybe I'll rinse my own ear out. And then
I've done that. I've done that.
You
and
just
I've
must have complex tunnels.
And I've used what do you put, like alcohol in your ear when you go swimming, and you can sort of help evaporate the water in your head. I've tried that. I've used you're not supposed to put a Q-tip in more than your elbow. That's what the nurse told me.
I know.
Because when we were trying to get the other bug out of my ear. But who doesn't take the Q-tip
No. Everyone shoves it into the eargasm section.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All up in there.
There's the G-spot inside the ear that everybody goes after.
I mean, I don't know if it's an obsession. I mean, there was a woman I used to know. I don't know how else to say it. We used to be, you know... friendly, whatever, and she would say
she'd blow in your ear a couple times
or something, and the clean in the ear, and then she'd go, I think you're obsessed on that. I said, I like a clean ear. There's nothing wrong with that, because she'd go, you got a lot of Q-tips in the thing or swabs on the counter in the bathroom, but I always had a toothbrush for her and everything set up because I care. But that's all I know. So I'll let you know what happens at the doctor. I'm just saying my ear's driving me crazy. I don't want it to be a spider or another bug.
There aren't bugs. That's what people thought earwigs used to do. You know, the little earwigs, the things with the pinchers on their
butt?
They
get a pincher on the ass, which I've never understood. It's like
circes. They hold the abdomen together, and it holds the ovipositor, which is what I actually know what they do.
Ovipositor. Are you sure that's not like
the
flux capacitor?
Case. No. See, the ovipositor is where they release the egg sac.
Do you realize?
And you can tell the difference between males and females, because the females, the circe are kind of pushed in, and the males are more like claws.
Kind of makes sense. My fear factor would be the female, and I'd be the male trying to, you know, get some earwig action. And then you go in there, and then they clip you and clap you. It's sort of like the you know, Black Widow kind of a praying mantis scenario. And I don't like that at all. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about an earwig now. It never occurred to me. So now I get to obsess over that. So thank you.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.